Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to our local hour here on, you've heard it before, my favorite radio stations in the entire nation, as Mr. Booth announcer just said, 97.1 FM KSBT, 1250 AM, beautiful Bonner's Ferry, KBFI, as well as anywhere you are at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Speaking of NorthIdahoRadio.com, and in conjunction with Rock 103, we have Bulldog football Friday night, 7 o'clock, and it's the playoffs. Skyview is coming to town, and it was a roller coaster weekend for, I know, the Bulldog coaching staff and parents and players and fans. As to where we're going to be seated, it changed several times between Friday night and Sunday afternoon. And when the dust had finally cleared, a much more favorable seating than we had Friday night. Or it got a little better on Saturday, but still, it was in a really difficult bracket. Not to say that the bracket we're in now is easier, but we are home. Home the first week. If we win there, we're home again. Who knows what's going to transpire after that. Keep our eye on upsets and so on and so forth. So we'll be talking about that with Coach Ryan Knowles in the Yokes pregame show tomorrow night. We also have Bonner's Ferry football for you at the same time with Mr. Brinkman as they go into the playoffs after one of the best seasons I can remember for Bonner's Ferry football. I mean, undefeated. It doesn't get much better. So, lots of football. Hopefully, we'll continue for several weeks with the Badgers and Bulldogs in the playoffs. Anyway, what's going on here on the show today? We have Todd and Heather from the Mountain Traders are coming in about 10, 15 minutes. You know, they've been in business in Elmira, in the old Elmira store building, now Mountain Traders, for a year now, believe it or not. It's been a year since I first had them on the show. We'll talk about this past year and what has gone on there, what changes they've made over the year, what they've learned about business and that particular business and where they're located, and what they expect in the future. So look forward to Todd and Heather Koppel coming in here. And in our last segment today, we'll be talking to Shane from North Idaho Collision, of course, just north of Bonner's Ferry. Find out what's going on there in the world of automobile repair and so on and so forth. Always a pleasure to have Shane on the program. A couple of quick, I'll be more honest. A couple of long and drawn out announcements. First of all, talking to some folks the other night from Shakespeare in the Park. You know, they come to Lakeview Park here in Sandpoint every summer. They had twice the number of attendees this last August than they've ever had for Shakespeare in the Park. And hence they are having a special Panada performance coming up on Thursday, November the 10th. So this one will not be outdoors in the park. Of course, getting a little chilly. They'll be inside the comfy confines of the Panada. And the show will be free, as always. And not to give away the whole plot, because I don't really know it, but I just know that I think there's three actors in this. It's 90 minutes long. And they touch on every single one of William Shakespeare's plays in those 90 minutes. How is that possible? I'm not sure how many William Shakespeare plays there were, but I know it's in the teens. You know, it's probably 13, 15, 17 or something like that. So how they're going to do that, I don't know, but it promises to be a lot of fun and hysterical and free family entertainment. That's at 7:30 p.m. on November the 10th at the Panada Theater for Montana Shakespeare. So you may want to mark your calendars for that. Coming up at the Panada this weekend, starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We talked about a little bit in past weeks, and there were 38 Shakespeare plays. Well, they touch on all 38 in 90 minutes. I just got that probably Googled from our engineer, so interesting. There's only one play called Misery, however, which is based on the Stephen King novel. It is starring just two actors, Kate McAllister and Ken Wood. It is tomorrow and Saturday at 7 at the Panada, then a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And as Keely Gray, who was on the show a week ago, was telling us, there was the Stephen King book, which was terrifying. And then there was the movie, which was kind of milky-coated a little bit, just a little more, not quite this, what Stephen King had exactly in mind. Well, from what I understand, the play gets more like the book. And we've all seen Kate McAllister in several roles, and usually they're fairly lighthearted, but what we're told is that you will not recognize her. She's just flat out mean and scary in this one. If you don't know the story, A Misery follows the successful romance of novelist Paul Shelton, who is rescued from a car crash by his quote-unquote number one fan, Annie Wilkes, Kate McAllister, and he wakes up captive in her secluded home. While Paul is convalescing from his injuries, Annie reads the manuscript of his latest novel and becomes enraged when she discovers that the author has killed off her favorite character, Mystery Chastain, hence the name Mystery. Anyway, Annie forces Paul to write a new Misery novel, and quickly Paul realizes that Annie has no intention of letting him go anywhere. The irate Annie has Paul writing as if his life depend on it, and it does. Dun, 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 dun. That's Misery at the Panada Theater Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday afternoon. So interesting stuff there. Oh, and it's a Cade Prophet Memorial production, as Dorothy Prophet was here last week telling us all about that. Pondere Rotary is kicking off its annual educational scholarship drive for the this particular school year, 22-23. The drive is from now until April 1st. Their mission is to help local students toward their educational goals. They surpassed their goal of $14,000 in scholarships last year, and they that was their goal. They actually distributed over $26,000 to both graduating seniors and residents continuing their educations. Their other fundraisers for our projects include a fall raffle, selling hanging flower baskets, and of course their duck derby every year at Schweitzer. This year their goal is $16,000 for the scholarship drive alone, and you can get in touch with Kari Sakamano at ting.com to find out more, or just go to their website or Facebook page for Pondere Rotary and learn more about that. We've got lots more to pass along, things going on this weekend, and of course for Halloween, so stick around.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's six new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is Boundary County's number one brokerage in sales for 2019 and 2020 and again in 2021. Locally owned and operated, located on South Hill and Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home or property, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, Boundary County's number one brokerage. That's the power of blue.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to Top Rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
High school football playoffs are here, and the Sandpoint Bulldogs are at home Friday night as they host the visiting Skyview Hawks. Join me, Bob Witte, along with Jay Vandenberg for all the play-by-play, starting with the Yokes pregame show at 6:40, kickoff at 7. The Bulldogs finished the regular season strong, and they now look to ground the Hawks in what promises to be a great game. Don't miss Bulldog Playoff Football Friday night on Rock 103.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. You know, if you recognize the background music in that last promo there, it was Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. I've been playing that as our Bulldog kind of a theme on the radio all year.
A rising young star in the advertisement world. I recognize that voice. I can't quite place it, but I recognize the voice in the ad.
Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream, because the Bulldogs have been running down this dream all year, and they've made it to the playoffs and got the number 3 seed in the state in tomorrow night. Big game at home. We haven't had a lot of home games for the Sandpoint Bulldogs, so come on out and cheer on the Bulldogs and hopefully get at least one more home game here in the playoffs. You know, this Halloween weekend is going to be kind of cold and rainy, maybe even a little snow thrown in, so indoor events and things like that, or more organized events as opposed to door-to-door trick-or-treating, is becoming more and more popular with parents these days. Well, you can kick off this holiday weekend by bringing the kids or grandkids out to the Bonner County Fairgrounds on Friday night, if you're not going to the football game, or go to this first and then go to the football game. How is that? You get costumed up and go on over for a frightfully fun, totally free Halloween party at the fairgrounds, of course, on Boyer here in Sandpoint. And you might want to even bring the kids. Evening full of lighthearted spookiness. The party starts at 5:30, ends around 9. Again, that's Friday. Enjoy free games, a spooky tunnel, free pumpkin decorating, yummy treats, including cotton candy and popcorn, and a costume contest. For more information, you can go to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Facebook page, and it'll be there for you. Also, this weekend, Sandpoint's beloved Crossed Oktoberfest is back and has partnered with Hickey Farms You Pick Pumpkins. Of course, this is Hickey Farms You Pick Pumpkins last weekend open for this year. In conjunction with Syringa's Cyclery and Pondere Peddlers, they'll be out there on Saturday, October 29th. And races start at 9 in the morning, go until 4:30. So even if you've been out to the pumpkin patch already this year, this is something kind of different. Of course, on the weekends, the Hickey Farms has live music, beer and wine, and great to barbecue food. So you want to go check that out. They will be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 5:30. There's live music at the winery on Friday. Let's see. No, that was yesterday, Bob. Don't read that. How about tonight at Paddler's Ale House, they're having a trivia night. Of course, they're located on Vermeer Drive, just off the Kootenai Cutoff Road. And trivia night at Paddler's Pale House from 5 until 8 o'clock. The Rotary is hosting a happy hour social, Pints for Polio, it's called. Let's close out World Polio Eradication Week with a fundraiser, 113 Main Street in Sandpoint from 5 until 6 on Friday. All proceeds and donations dedicated to Polio Plus Rotary International. Bright Moments Jazz plays somewhere every weekend, and this weekend no exception. They are at Barrel 33, the latest wine bar in town. It's on First Avenue, kind of sharing that parking lot with Spuds. If you picture that, Barrel 33, Bright Moments Jazz there on Saturday. There's also a Halloween party Well, I mentioned the one at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, but they're actually going to be all over town. Saturday, Friday, live music with Hannah Singland Duo at the Winery from 5 until 8. I mentioned Misery is playing at the Panada Friday, Saturday, and again, matinee on Sunday afternoon. On Sunday, there is a Pumpkin Huck fundraising tournament attempt to save our local... Oh, no, that's been canceled. There was a disc golf tournament. I just got to notice that that has been canceled. Never mind that. Here's the thing that hasn't been canceled. The Old Time Fiddlers Jam Session on Saturday. This group meets the last Saturday of every month to have a jam session. It currently includes guitars, banjos, mandolins, ukuleles, harmonicas, bones. That's what it says right here, bones. That's kind of spooky. Singing, of course, and a string bass player. Any given session may have as many as 15 to 20 players, just whoever shows up. So come and listen, dance, and just check it out. It is at the Sandpoint Senior Center from 3 until 5. That is Saturday. There is a Halloween Cabernet on Saturday at the historic Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry, a delightfully spooky variety show featuring some of the area's most amazing performing artists, an evening of circus, dance, and music. That's at the Pearl Theater. Doors open at 6:30, show at 7. Tickets are just $15. In advance and at the door, if still available, and probably not. Of course, it's the last weekend for Scarywood. If that's something that you like to do, get on down to Scarywood, and you can go to scarywoodhaunt.com to find out more about that. There is a Sandemonium at the Sandpoint Library Saturday from noon until 4, and go to the library's website to learn more about that. Now, on Halloween night itself, this is what you want to do if you're in Sandpoint. I know everybody kind of has their own routine, but if you don't feel like going out on a chilly, rainy night with the kids door to door, you can go to the Bonner County Historical Society. Now, this is Monday night. They'll be hosting a Festival of Treats, around the Yellow Caboose at Lakeview Park. Of course, next to Memorial Field off of Ontario, the Sandpoint Lions Club will be hosting a scary maze inside the Lions Club, which is adjacent, shares the same parking lot as the History Museum. That is for teens and adults. This year's theme is Glow in the Dark Funhouse. I want to check that out. So come hungry because there will be corn dogs, popcorn, hot cocoa, and of course, candy. And I was at the History Museum last night, and there was a pile of candy in there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, you can join the Sandpoint Lions Club for their annual Halloween celebration at the same time. Be prepared for a night packed full of spooky fun for all ages. There's trick-or-treating, like I said, freshly popped corn, a spooky haunted maze, hand-dipped corn dogs. And check it out. That part of it is going on from 4 until 9, the Festival of Treats at the History Museum is over at about 6:30. So all that going on this weekend and for Halloween. What's going on here on this show? We'll be talking about Mountain Traders here. They're celebrating their 1 year in business. Talk about how that's been going and what they expect to see in the future. Also, Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry will be with us. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Taylor and Son. Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. As with all of Sandpoint, Taylor & Sons is in a fall transition. Production and arrival of new Chevrolets is picking up on our most popular models, including Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Tahoe, Suburban, and Equinox. Taylor & Sons is starting to build inventory on these popular models, and for the first time in a while, our inventory affords the opportunity to see it, like it, buy it, all in the same day. Taylor & Sons knows the market for the Inland Northwest. The vehicles we order align with the most popular content for our area, including Trail Boss Silverados, Duramax diesel-equipped trucks, and Z71 trim Tahoes and Suburbans. Taylor & Sons provides comprehensive online listings for our customers available on desktop or mobile, including multiple pictures, links to factory window stickers, and clear transaction pricing for every new Chevrolet in stock. Visit our website, tschevy.com, to view all Chevrolet inventory currently in stock or on the way from the factory. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
It's time to elevate your finances. Introducing Ascend Checking, the simple, free checking account from P1FCU. It gives you the flexibility to earn dividends, plus get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. Level up your finances with Ascend Checking. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
High school football playoffs are here, and the Sandpoint Bulldogs are at home Friday night as they host the visiting Skyview Hawks. Join me, Bob Witte, along with Jay Vandenberg for all the play-by-play, starting with the Yokes pregame show at 6:40, kickoff at 7. The Bulldogs finished the regular season strong, and they now look to ground the Hawks in what promises to be a great game. Don't miss Bulldog playoff football Friday night on Rock 103.
If you're planning your next home do-it-yourself project, look no further than the Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. We have just what you need. Don Thomas here for Carpet One, and I'm here to tell you that no matter how big or small, whatever the product and whatever the budget, you'll find an amazing selection of in-stock and ready-to-take-home products like carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and waterproof flooring starting at just 89 cents per square foot. We've got area rugs big and small starting at $39. Kitchen and bathroom tile for only 79 cents a square foot, engineered hardwood at a blowout price of just $1.88 a square foot, and don't forget about our beds in a box starting at just $2.19. Here at the Carpet One Flooring Outlet, we buy big so you can save big. Using our buying power of more than 1,000 stores, we can offer the best prices on products from big names like Mohawk, Shaw, and Dal Tile. So make it a point to drop by our showroom located between Safeway and Sandpoint Superdrug, where you'll find beautiful flooring for less.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho. Thursday, and you just heard that promo for the Bulldog game, of course. Badgers also undefeated going into the playoffs tomorrow night at home against the Wood River Wolverines. Now, Wood River, if you don't know anything about them, I've actually been to that school. They have a proud history of football, so it's and sports in general, so it's going to be an interesting game. So go get them, Badgers, and we'll have that for you here at 12:50 a.m. KBFI, 7 o'clock. So, are they playing it Saturday? They have changed that game to Saturday. I'll get that confirmed with our engineer while we're talking to these fine folks. So I know that the home team gets a choice when it comes to playoffs of playing Friday night or having a Saturday home game. Me personally, I like the few times we've had Saturday home games. It feels kind of like a college game, but so the Badgers will be playing Saturday. We'll get that confirmed with the time. Anyway, we are here with Todd and Heather Koppel. They are the owners and operators, along with the rest of their family, of Mountain Traders in Elmira, about halfway between Ponderay and Bonner's Ferry. I can't believe it's been a year since you guys were first on this show. And first off, how are you?
Well, I can't believe it's been a year either. It's been quite the year. It's been we kind of been watching it approach too, and wondering, you know, how it's going to be as we come into our first year. But it's been exciting. We've learned a lot, grown a lot, changed a lot.
That's kind of what I want to talk about. Now, a year ago, going into this, and I know you guys had been in business before and had lived here before, but you had this kind of idea. Did it go the way you had in mind a year ago?
Not to the minutest detail, but I have to say the parts that we see really touching the community are far beyond what we could have imagined. Just being able to work with the community one-on-one and have, you know, in this tough time, people bringing in things, whether they made it themselves or it's something that's been in their family a long time and they bring it in, and then they get a check from us. And then I've seen people tear up right in the middle of the store getting a check, more money than they thought they could get. And I see that side of Mountain Traders really working for the community. And it makes us honored to serve them.
Are you finding that a lot of people who live in that, I mean, you drive through I drive through there all the time. It just doesn't look like there are many houses around, but there's a lot of people that actually live in those woods.
There are.
And lots of times, ever since the Elmira store closed, and I go to Bonner's Ferry often, it's like, God, it's really too bad there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And you guys, do you feel like you've really filled a void for the local community?
I think so, yes. And it's to Heather's point, too, we almost see people tear up when they find something at Mountain Traders that they've been looking for or wanting to get and maybe couldn't afford to get it somewhere else because it's new or costly, and we have some options there. But we've met some of the most amazing people mm-hmm. in the area, and the reception has been very warm in the sense that a lot of people are really glad we're there. They're really hoping that we make it. That we continue to grow and thrive because we're providing a need in that area that has really, I think, never been met in the past. It's different than what's been there before, and people recognize that right away, but it's also something new and novel in the sense that they've never seen anything like it before, but at the same time, it reverts back to the past of trading with people in your area, trading with your local neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Just like the old times.
Just like the old times. Yep.
Yes.
And your menu kind of reflects old times as well. How has that changed since day one to today?
Well, not a lot. Mostly, we serve a few things, but with running the store mm-hmm. and that little bit of cafe, it's a lot for our family. We have over 200 consigners in there now.
Wow.
And that's a lot of people.
A lot to keep track of.
It is a lot to keep track of, and it's just our family. We have no employees. So we keep the menu basic, but it's definitely homemade, and with this fall, I'll be bringing back to the menu my homemade turkey noodle soup, maybe my beef stew. They're all my recipes.
Sounds great.
Yeah. They're my recipes, and that's what we serve. We keep it really simple, but we get people that just love to pop in on their way to work, grab it and go, and it works for them. Some people just like to sit in the cafe and listen to music and eat. So it just works, but it gives people something. Sometimes they just like to sit and eat and think about that thing they think they want to buy over there.
Or they just want to talk to you guys.
Right.
Or talk to their neighbor and have a cup of coffee. Are you still doing the coffee thing?
Yep, oh, still yes. free coffee. It's actually, we've got Scotchman's coffee in right now. They're in Clark Fork.
Uh-huh.
And it's a tremendously well-brewed coffee. It's great. We love it.
Yep, and it's always free every day of the week. So anyone can come in if they need, if they're cold and they want to shake off the chill, they can come in and have free coffee on us.
Or fill up their cup and get on the road.
Or just get out of the cabin for a half an hour.
That's it.
See what's new at Mountain Traders.
And we do have baked goods in there, too, that goes well with the coffee. So that helps.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And this summer you introduced sodas?
Oh, yes. We have about 30 old-fashioned kind of brown bottle style sodas that we serve with any of them with ice cream. So you can make a soda float.
And temporarily, we've got some specialty sodas available for the holiday season, like the spider venom, and what are some of the other ones?
I don't remember.
But yeah, we've got some special. Yeah, come and see the specialty sodas that we have as well. We get any of those on ice cream.
Glad you didn't say pumpkin spice, because I'm just not sold on the pumpkin spice.
Oh, well, we better not say that. Okay. We better just leave that off the list.
I think that's just overdone. We're also talking about, I heard your latest radio ad talking about a man cave and a she shed. What is all that about?
Well, the man cave is primarily tools and equipment. We have a lot of things like power tools, pneumatic tools, hand tools. We have, it's hard to...
It's vast. It's what it is we opened up some garages. And,
and
the public is welcome to bring in their tools, equipment they're not using anymore, put it up for consignment. We get guys come in and rotate in there all the time. We have some regulars that bring items on a regular basis, so it's always rotating. People stop in and they see something new in the man cave. The men are really liking the man cave right now.
Mm-hmm.
The women are liking it because they get distracted and they distract the men in the man cave while they go shop somewhere else. And the she shed basically is, we're working with a gentleman that is refurbishing appliances, and so we're getting washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers. And
at, you have room for all that?
We in the garages outside, yes, we do.
Wow.
So, so we're working with him, and that's really a benefit to the community because appliance prices are going through the roof, and then they're getting hard to find. So yeah, that's helping.
I'd underline that hard to find, or just, okay, we'll order that for you. It'll take a month.
Yeah, it's these are refurbished and come with a 30-day guarantee.
Oh. With him. And with now private people can bring us appliances too, and we sell them as well, as long as we have the room, or they can go on a waiting list, which is usually fairly short, and we can get them in.
So. And Heather, as you mentioned, you know, tough times, and of course, you know, supply chain and blah, blah, blah. It's been tough times the last couple of years. Yes. And you know, if people wondering heading towards the holidays, like, God, how am I going to get by financially, you know, through the winter time? Well, if you've got that washer or dryer or chainsaw or whatever that you're just not using, you could get cash for that.
Mm-hmm. Sure can. Yep. We've been selling RVs, campers. Wow. We've got someone wanting to bring firewood for sale that we can sell right there, or they can order a load from him. Some people have livestock that we never see. We're networking for them to sell livestock or other items that just aren't, it's not feasible to bring it to the store, and we take a little fee to do that networking for them.
Sure.
So it's a lot, getting up much broader than we even envisioned, but it's working.
So how does, tell us how the consignment thing works for anybody listening who's maybe never experienced that.
Well, the consignment thing, we're selective in what we bring into the store, but not overly selective. It has to be usually something useful or something we think is needed in the area or would be appreciated in the area. In general, it's a 30% for us, 70% for the consignor. And we have negotiated lower rates for bigger items like vehicles and campers and things like that. So it's negotiable. We can talk about those rates. What we do is, as things sell over the month, we keep a record of what sells, and then we cut a check to consignors at the middle of the month for the previous month's sales.
So again, it's kind of a dream come true for people who have something that's like, I don't use that anymore, and these people can sell it for me.
Yep, and the reality of it is, it's no risk to them, because if it doesn't sell, they get it back. We don't charge any extra fees. We don't.
Right.
We don't. You know, we just basically ask them to give us a decent window to be able to sell it by, and they would agree to that on our consignor contract. And so it's really simple, and then they can have it back if it didn't sell.
All right. So we've gone through what's the toughest year for any business, the first year, and you're still here and you're doing well. How do you guys, now that you've done this for a year and changed a little bit and played around with the menu and business practices, et cetera, how do you envision the future?
You want to talk about the future? They
turn to each other and stare at each other.
Okay, your turn. Well, I think we were kind of talking about that, and I think our main goal is just to continue to spread the word that we're there, because we really are out in the middle of what feels like nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, the speeds are pretty high in there, and there's not really, you know, we want people to get to know that we're there and make it a goal that, hey, I'm going to Bonner's Ferry today, so I'll stop at Mountain Traders. That and what we're about. It's hard to explain in one sign what Mountain Traders actually is. And so that's been one of our biggest hangups, is being able to explain it. But people are beginning to catch on. And so we see it growing. It just, that's really the goal, is just to keep it growing and keep the, you know, people knowing that we're there and get them to come in.
And trying to establish more of a community in the sense of a local economy, networking with neighbors, getting to know each other. I mean, people come in, we know each other's names, they know us.
Yes.
We're building on that.
Free coffee.
Yeah, the free coffee, good hospitality, a friendly smile.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hours for anyone who plans on being, really living Bonner's, they're coming to Sandpoint, which everybody has to do at some point.
Yeah, right now we're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 to 5.
Yeah, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturday, 9 to 5.
Right.
Sunday, noon to 5. Mondays were closed. However, we are going to be open this Monday and then close Tuesday, just because of Halloween. And we have a couple of raffles going that people still have an opportunity to come in and put in on. And we'll do the drawings on Monday. And they are
And we have a silver dollar from 1921 that we're raffling off. And we have the, is it a 28-pound...
28-pound, 8-foot-long gummy python.
Right.
28-pound, 8-foot-long gummy python.
Yes.
That's right.
This is our second raffle on one of those. So, yep.
So how does the raffle work? What do you have to do?
We sell tickets for, is it a dollar each for the coin?
I think it's
$2 each for the snake.
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to have a drawing. So people have been buying the tickets. You come in and purchase a ticket or as many tickets as you like, and we'll do a drawing here on the 31st and contact the winner to let them know that they won an old silver dollar or a gummy python.
Right.
Back to that python. Is that edible or something?
It is edible.
Gummy. Okay. Yep, just
it
like
is.
A gummy bear.
That's a lot of gummy.
Giant.
A lot of gummy.
Yep. It stretched the whole
You know, you might
want to
keep that for your whole family because you have a big family.
I think it carries well if you go hunting or something. You know, you're plenty of calories.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So how do people find out more about you? Do you want them to call the store? Is there a Facebook page?
Facebook is best. You can keep up on what we're offering and what's going on at Mountain Traders if you follow us on Facebook. It's easy to find if you just put in Mountain Traders.
They can also read our story there as well, who we are and how we started.
And I encourage people to do that. It's a great story.
Yep. And then our list of goals for our future is there as well. And just as a side note, we are starting a web page, and that should be up and running, we're hoping, in the next, or a website, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. website.
Yep. In the next week or two.
Next week or two. So people can come online and do some shopping with us there.
So that's Mountain Traders. They're in the old Elmira store, which pretty soon people are going to stop calling it the old Elmira store and just call it Mountain Traders. It's been a year now.
There's one of the other goals for the future.
Yeah. Right.
It's about halfway between Ponderay and Bonner's Ferry. You all know where it is. They're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5, except they're closed on Mondays except this Monday.
Right.
So hope you got all that. Take notes at home.
That's right.
Open this Monday on Halloween and doing that raffle for the old silver dollar or the gummy python, which I can't
if the lights are on, just stop on in.
Yeah, there you go. Or go to the Facebook page and it's all right there. Right. And I look forward to the website. And I look forward to talking to you guys again, maybe this spring or at least next fall again. And we have to talk about the 2 years.
Okay. Absolutely. It's fun to come in and talk with you, Bob.
It's great to see you guys. Bob. Todd and Heather Koppel from Mountain Traders, stop on by and check it out. Or at least today, go to their Facebook page and check it out. We are going to take our final break for North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, our buddy Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry is with us. We'll find out what's going on there right after this.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise, candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
This Hollow Weekend, rock like never before with the Night of the Rocking Dead. Three all-female rock tribute cover bands. Thunderstruck, Paradise Kitty, Madame Ozzy, conjuring up a spine-chilling performance in the Ponderay Pavilion on October 30th. Get tickets if you dare at northernquest.com.
As a freshly carved jack-o'-lantern, I don't mind saying that was brutal. Dude used a rusty pocket knife. At least my jaggedy mouth is done in time to tell you about the $60,000 jack-o'-lantern loot giveaway at Northern Quest. Simply swipe your Camas card daily to enter. Then show up October 27th to carve out your share of 60 grand. Oh, wait. Here comes dude with a candle and a lighter. Hold on. What the? That feels pretty good, actually.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Fall is here. It's time to get your vehicle ready for cooler weather. This month, we will be offering 10% off on all wiper blades purchased with another service. 4x4 services start at $299, coolant services at $149, front end alignment starting at $69.95. Remember, our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today. Pierce Auto Center.
Ting wants you to have amazing internet for less. With support from the Federal ACP program, we're offering qualified households a $30 discount on their internet bill. That means you'll pay just $9 a month with no contract for our Home Fiber 50 package. Lightning fast fiber internet that's perfect for streaming and gaming. Now available at an incredibly low price. See if you qualify for this offer by visiting tinginternet.com/ACP offer. That's tinginternet.com/ACP offer.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
When you think about what matters most in life, you think about the health and safety of those you love. At Northwest Family Medicine, we understand and have dedicated our lives to putting patients first. Our award-winning clinics are owned and operated by local family practice providers and physicians who personally care about your experience with us. Contact Northwest Family Medicine today at nwsh.com/family.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, and you know, while we were away at break there, I did get the confirmation that the Bonner's Ferry Badgers football game is Saturday, noon, on KBFI 1250. Are just as good, go to the game. I mean, the Badgers are back in the playoffs and enjoying the best season I can remember. So, yeah, it'll be great. If you can't go, we will have Mr. Brinkman for you on 1450 AM, and apologize for their last game, but it's just some things are out of our control. But that game will be broadcast Saturday at noon against Wood River, and it's going to be a great football weekend. We have Shane from North Idaho Collision, also in Bonner's Ferry, back with us. And Shane, how long has it been since you've been on the show?
I think it's been about 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. It's great. What's the latest from North Idaho Collision?
So we just recently built a 5,500 square foot expansion.
Wow.
Basically
good
tripled,
for you.
Tripled our space.
I was going to say.
It got pretty tight because we had the business has been so good, and there was a lot of guys working in a lot of short stalls. So
yeah,
it's really helped us out a lot, and it's beautiful. It's state-of-the-art. And, yeah, we're thrilled, absolutely thrilled to have it.
So with the new expansion, what does that allow you to do? Is there new equipment you bring in or?
Yeah, we went to the SEMA show last year, which is the big auto body expo in Vegas. Okay. And they have, it's miles of stuff they mm-hmm. have. And we bought some new equipment, for the F-150s that riveted together. So we got the new riveting system for that. Glue pull system for taking dents out instead of grinding it and welding the panels to it. It's a glue pull, and it's so strong you can actually pull on the frame machine with it.
Wow!
To pull panels out. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, technology.
It just gets better and better and better. Right? But if you don't keep up with it, you'll definitely leave you behind. But
that show that you went to in Vegas must have been a little overwhelming. It's like there's a lot of stuff.
You got to have 3 days just to get through it. You really do.
Wow.
Yeah. But very enjoyable, and it's always fun to go to Vegas, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, what a bummer. Had to go to Vegas for a week.
They got kind of a neat city there, So
There you go. So if you haven't stopped by North Idaho Collision for a while, I mean, you don't have to wait till you get in an accident, but just go check out it. It's triple the size you were?
Triple the size of what we were before.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And we had some really good help with a lot of local people. Keith Mellinger built the building, and we had a lot of really good help. But it was a year and a half in the process. So as we were working along, we just kept getting more cramp. And so when the building finally went up, we were just ecstatic. And it's great for the guys because they have all kinds of room to work now.
Yeah.
So we took one side, the older building we took and made complete paint shop. And then the new building is all body side.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody's happy about painters have a room, body guys have a room, and
yeah.
And yeah, it's always nice.
It's good to get those painters shop, right? away from everybody else.
There's some jokes there, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. So last time you were here, we were talking about, you know, aftermarket parts versus, you know, real Toyota parts or whatever the vehicle is. Let's touch on that again for a minute.
Yeah, that's what really separates North Idaho Collision from the rest of the pack, is that we only use factory parts. And 85 to 90% of all insurance estimates are written for aftermarket parts.
So why is that? Is it money?
It's all money. It's all about saving money. So I got with my price when we went to do this. I got with my parts vendors and I said, I'm going to buy all my parts from you. And they gave me a particular discount to where we can, it makes it a little bit easier. And they price match about 80% of what we do. And then we pay for the other 20% to be put on your cars. We're a quality shop.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in quality over profits. You know, you're going to make plenty of money owning a body shop. You don't have to be greedy. You don't have to be about every penny.
That is so refreshing for people to hear.
Thank you.
I mean, it can be almost a terrifying experience. Like, oh my gosh, I got in this accident. What's it going to really cost?
It is traumatic. I don't care if you hit the garage door or a deer.
I've done that.
Crash, you know, it's like, oh no, you know. So you've had enough, you know.
Yeah.
It's a traumatic experience. So we try to make it really easy for you. We take care of all the insurance paperwork and customer services. I'm just really happy with our customer service. Kind of sets us apart as well. But with the OEM parts, there are 150,000 body shops in the United States, and there's less than 100 that do all OEM parts.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've only found 6. So it's, you know, it's, the profits seem to be more important than the
quality.
The quality of
but obviously, that theory is working for you and being as successful as you've been.
It is. It is working really well. You know, we get a lot of volume because of it, and a lot of people come. I mean, the vehicles you buy today could be anywhere from $20,000 to $80,000, even more some of the trucks.
Yeah.
So people care about what they're driving, and they want it fixed right. And
keep it for a long time, and yeah, because of those prices. Exactly. And with you know, manufactured parts by the car manufacturer, you have a better chance of letting them last
sometimes long. If you own a newer car and it has a warranty on it, if you put aftermarket parts on it, it's going to void the warranty.
There you go.
And they don't. Aftermarket parts just don't fit the same. It's my job to put your car back to pre-accident condition. Most of the time, it's better. We use a lot of different corrosion protections that help a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
But my job is to put it back to pre-accident condition, and I can't do that if I'm putting Chinese parts on your car.
Yeah.
You know, you're not driving a Chinese car, so.
We're talking to Shane from a North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. How do people find you? What's the best way if they just want to find out more about you or talk to you or whatever?
Well, we're on the North Hill and Bonner's Ferry at 148 David Thompson Drive. I'm so horrible, I can't remember what the website is, to tell you the truth, that's bad. But
just Google it.
Just Google it, yeah.
Google and, North Idaho Collision and it'll come up.
And our number is also 208-267-9995. And I just promise you, if you come to North Idaho Collision, we're going to treat you right and we're going to fix your car right.
Yeah.
And that's really, really why we're different.
And like I said, obviously you're doing things right with that great expansion. So stop by and check it out or give them a call, 208-267. It's easy to remember, 9995 and off of Highway 95. So it all works. Shane, thanks for joining us again. And it's great to see you. And we'll do it again.
Thank you. And thanks to all your listeners. Appreciate it
all right.
very much.
Quick reminder again, Bulldog Football here on 97.1 FM as well as Rock 103 Friday night, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Bonner's Ferry versus the Wood River Wolverines. That is Saturday at noon, a special time Saturday at noon. And you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com for all of that as well. That's North Idaho Thursday. As well, for today, I'll be back in here tomorrow night. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.